from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, another week here for the Buffalo Bills back on the practice field. Today, about 12:30 is when practice will start. We'll hear from offensive coordinator Joe Brady at noon today down here at One Bills Drive. Sal Capaccio with you inside the radio booth at Highmark Stadium. I'll head over to the media room a little bit later. We'll get you Joe Brady. That'll be at our website, WGR550.com. And practice, of course, at 12:30 p.m. And, of course, an update more kind of on injuries, who's out there, who's not. We have a general feel for it anyway based on everything Sean McDermott told us yesterday. And the list is lengthy, of course. Welcome to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Lengthy injury report. I mean, I'm sure you've heard, you've seen. If not, I mean, we can go through it now. I'll do it. Was on this morning with the guys going through everything. And it's just, it's tough. I want to get into a lot of the talk surrounding the injuries here in a minute, but let me just go through what's going on with the Bills as of yesterday from Sean McDermott. Quarterback Mitch Trubisky, wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and tight end Quinton Morris are all out multiple weeks. That's how he determined it, how he termed it, multiple weeks. Wide receiver Curtis Samuel, safety Damar Hamlin, and linebacker Bealen Specter are all week to week. What is the difference between out multiple weeks and week to week? Basically, putting the multiple weeks timeline on it means you know you're not getting him back for at least a couple weeks. The week to week timeline means let's evaluate after this week. We'll see where we are next week. And then it could even become a day by day situation after that. Those are some names, though, right? These are players that are expected to play roles on this team. All six of them, some more than others. Then you have safety Mike Edwards, safety Cole Bishop, linebacker Nicholas Morrow, who are all going to at least start trending up, it appears, this week, which is good news. They're going to do some walkthrough stuff, some individual position work today or this week. Casey Tuhill, defensive end, targeting later this week. At some point, he'd be back. We'll see if he's out there today. That was as of yesterday. Still out, offensive lineman Travis Clayton. And then limited this week after injuries in the game Saturday night, defensive end Javon Solomon, defensive tackle Austin Johnson. Of course, all of this while also knowing that Matt Milano is out long-term. We know that. Didn't mention him because that is something that just we know that's going to be for quite a while, if not the whole season. The team did address the quarterback situation for this week today, just a little while ago, officially signing Anthony Brown, former Oregon quarterback. He had a couple stops, but most recently of Oregon in college, played with the Ravens a little bit as well. They have released wide receiver Lawrence Keys III, or at least waived injured him, I should say. So we'll go on, he'll go through waivers. If he clears waivers, he'll revert back to the Bills, then they can do an injury settlement or something like that. But that's basically how that will work. So you're dealing with a lot here. You're dealing with a lot. Particularly, to me, the most concerning issue is not safety, where I know that it's concerning because they've been without Bishop, without Edwards, now they're without Hamlin. But at least you got a couple guys trending up. And you do have a few weeks left before the first game. I mean, let's count it. The first game is September 8th. Where are we right now? We are August 20th. So 7, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19 days. The Bills play a football game, a real game in 19 days. I mean, you can get some of these guys back in 19 days. I think that, you know, I'm not unbelievably sounding alarms here for some stuff, but it is concerning, of course. And they have to, the issue is you have to practice. You have to get ready at the prep. They're starting their prep, I'm sure, for the Arizona Cardinals at some point soon. These guys getting reps. Bishop and Edwards not being out there. What does that look like as far as how many reps they've had? But you have a little less than 3 weeks here before the first game. I'm guessing we're going to go into week one. That first injury report is going to have a bunch of these names on it. Questionable. That's the most likely designation for a lot of them. But it's a lot, and it's a lot to deal with and sort through for the final preseason game. So you have two different issues here. You have the short term, 1 week, preseason, what's going to happen, how do you play a game on Saturday? Who do you have? Then you have the long term, what is the situation week one? Can you assess that now and into the season? Let's also remember here something very important. The Bills have two games in 5 days to start the regular season. They play Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals, September 8th, and then turn right around Thursday night, September 12th, against the Miami Dolphins. Travel day on Wednesday that week. I mean, yeah, 2 days of practice, bam, back at it. Travel, game the next day. If you have a guy who's even borderline for that first game on Sunday the 8th, you may even say, we're not going to use him because we need him for our first division game, which is 5 days later. Because if he comes back and plays on the 8th and, you know, gets banged up a little bit, that might not even be effective on that game, the second game, the 12th. These are all things that have to be considered. But it is 19 days away from that first game. So there's kind of a lot to get through this, right? A lot to go through, and how they get through this week really matters. It's really interesting to me, too, that the Bills are actually benefiting now, at least, this helps, from a rule change that they were one of the teams to propose a couple years ago. A couple years ago, the Bills were one of the teams in the NFL that proposed, along with several others, to eliminate the multiple cutdown dates and just go to one cutdown date. Go from 90 to 53. 91 in this case for the Bills, they do have an exemption because of Travis Clayton being a Pathways program player, International Pathways. So it's fine, but let's just say 90 here so we all are clear. The Bills and several other teams said, okay, let's go to the rules committee, let's go to the owners' meetings, let's do these proposals, competition committee, whatever, and put forward a proposal, a whole bunch of teams that said no more. Remember, you used to go from 90 to 75? And then you went from 75 to 60-something, maybe even 90 to 80, and then 80 to 75, whatever it was. 90 to 75, 75 to something else, and then 53. I think that's what it was. There were like three cut-down dates at one point, then there were two. Now that's it. Now there's just one. But the Bills are actually thankfully benefiting from that. Can you imagine if they only had 75 players on their roster right now for this week's game instead of 90? That would be 15 players you couldn't even use in this game. And how do you even play? What do you do for roster moves? So thankfully, they have the ability to do that. But who are the players who are even playing in this game? It's a lot of what you saw Saturday, I'm sure, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You'll probably see Joe Andreessen out there a lot again. And good for Joe. He'll get another opportunity here. You'll see the back end of the secondary. Kenai Lovely to Corey Couch, Daquan Hardy. I mean, Daquan, is he back end now? I guess he's fighting for a job. Kendall Williamson, D. Delaney. These are guys who are going to play. Offensive line is going to be, Keaton Bills, Gunnar Britton. These guys were out there. Tylon Grable. This might be the start. The guys I just rattled might be the starters and the finishers on Saturday, incredibly. Because that's the position and situation they're in right now. And even Sean McDermott said yesterday, he was planning on using the starters this week. But he can't do that. He can't risk it. And I understand it. My biggest concern right now is not safety. I'll get to what it is in a second. Want to hear from you. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call here on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let me set up the day for you. Coming up at 10:30, my buddy John Scott from WGRZ TV Channel 2 is going to join me. We'll get his thoughts and perspective on the injuries, the situation with the Bills heading into this week. Channel 2 sports director. Also, I didn't tell John this. He might have realized it. Part of the reason I wanted to bring him on, it's Guardians-Yankees series time. He's a big Guardians fan. I'm a big Yankees fan. Let's go. Let's get after it. Big time series for both clubs coming up here. So we'll talk with John about that as well. At 11 a.m., we're going to reverse roles here. So every day, pretty much, I go on in the morning with Jeremy and Joe. Then I go on in the afternoon with Shope and the Bulldog because we kind of wrap up what's going on with the Bills. And, in the middle, I'm doing the talk show thing. Guess what today is? Today is Mike Shope's turn to join me because we are going to talk fantasy football. As you know, Mike loves to talk about fantasy football. Probably too much for a lot of you. I get it. And he even knows that. And that's okay. But you know what? We're going to do it today with Mike because it's fantasy football season. And a lot of you have drafts coming up. And honestly, Mike is super knowledgeable. He does the Deep End podcast. Him and Adam Krautwurst. He's really involved with a lot of the fantasy stuff. But if you're a fantasy football player, you have a draft coming up this week, this weekend, whatever it is, Mike Shope is going to join me at 11 a.m. to talk about it and to help you out. And I'll ask him some questions, and we'll go from there. So we'll do that today here on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show. One thing that's really out there being talked about, you want to call it I don't love the word narrative. I think it gets a little bit overused and not used correctly, but if you want to say it's that, or a talking point, a debate, a question, is how much the training staff specifically has to do with, injuries and what's happening here with the Bills. How many injuries there truly are. I said a couple weeks ago on the radio, someone called up and said, boy, they have way more injuries than normal. I'm like, do they really? I'm not really sure. I mean, you could tell me that. And then that person sent me, and I apologize, I haven't responded to the email, sent me a long email on the data. And that's great. You want to do the data. I mean, I don't know. I think every year we think this. I think every year, if I think back to every year, it feels like we do the same thing every year. Now, it does feel like to me, even now, there's more than normal that you're dealing with, especially to the roster of the guys that are normal players and regulars. But a few things here, okay? Number one, every team, the Bills every year have injuries in training camp. And you could probably go back for the last 15, 20 years, 10 years, whatever. And there's going to be points throughout training camp where they were dealing with five, six guys out at a time. One guy out here, and then all of a sudden five guys out. And it goes up and down. It ebbs and flows like that for the numbers. Number two, every team deals with this in some capacity. Stop only focusing on your team and thinking this is unique to the Buffalo Bills. It is not. It is a tough game to play. There are injuries all the time. It's unfortunate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That this is the situation they're in. There's no doubt about it. If you're starting to question, like, what the training staff's role is and why this is happening, I mean, are you going to blame the training staff when Marquez Valdes-Scantling turns and gets hit and the neck gets hurt? Is it on the training staff when Cole Bishop goes up and comes down for a ball and lands on his shoulder? Folks, that's not training staff. That's football. That's what that is. I mean, a training staff's job is to prepare your body to withstand, especially soft tissue, things like that, get recovery. But when you're colliding with people and you're hitting people and you're hitting the ground, injuries are going to happen. That's a part of football. It's always been a part of football. That has nothing to do with who the training staff is and what they're doing or not doing. Now, I do remember a couple years ago, actually, this was very interesting. At the end of two seasons ago, Sean McDermott made a point about how a bunch of the defensive linemen, there were too many calf injuries through the season. And he said, that's something we have to look at. That's a training staff's thing. Now, that doesn't mean they do anything wrong, but they definitely have to evaluate how they're doing it, maybe. But that could be a training staff situation. It is. Like, what are we doing there? Why did we have too many calf injuries to that particular position group? That's how dialed in they are on these things. But let's also remember, in 2021 through 2022, I'm sorry, 2020 through 2022, I think right in that area, the Bills had some of the best, like, injury numbers in the league when it comes to guys being available. So, and they largely have the exact same training staff. Injuries happen in football. I mean, who else? What do we have here? Give me one. Quentin Morris, shoulder. I mean, he hurt his shoulder in a game. Right? Who else we got here? Mitch Trubisky. I don't know what happened to Mitch Trubisky's knee. I don't even remember the play. Knee injuries happen. Could you say, okay, well, DeMar Hamlin, hamstring. Maybe he's not doing something right. Maybe the training staff. Okay, I could listen to that argument, but I think that every team has someone at some point, and the Bills even do, that deals with something like that. Unless it's like pervasive for soft tissue injuries, you're going to have those things happen when you have 90 people on a roster or 53. So I just think it's just what people do, but it's not accurate. Training staff, injuries, must be something wrong. No, it's football. That's what it is. And it's unfortunate. And a lot of it's just luck of the draw, right? Unfortunately, luck of the ball, luck of a person falling on you the wrong way. I remember a few years ago when Matt Milano broke his leg his rookie year. Remember when Matt Milano broke his leg his rookie year? Missed like the last four games. And then the following year, I think he had a hamstring the following year. And people pointed to the broken leg as, oh my God, he's injury prone. I'm like, well, what are you supposed to do when a guy falls on top of your leg? I mean, it's just, that's what happens in football. That's what happened last year too, by the way, when he broke his leg, unfortunately, in London. He kind of got twisted up in a pile. That's not training staff. That's football. So I don't subscribe to any of that. Now, if you want to point to certain soft tissue injuries or guys not coming back on time that they should, and if you have those data points, like, certainly discussions there. And I'm not absolving anyone or the whole, you know, product of how it has to work. But just looking at the list and saying, okay, I mean, Curtis Samuel, turf toe, is that a training thing? Not a training staff thing. I don't think so. So that's where I go with that. I've just seen that around lately, and I know that people are grasping. They want to know an answer. They want to have an answer. They want everybody healthy. Folks, go look at other teams around the league too. Teams have injuries. I mean, the Minnesota Vikings lost their first-round QB because of a torn meniscus. You know, I mean, injuries are happening around the league, unfortunately, and that's what happens this time of year. It sucks. And you deal with them. It's a war of attrition, unfortunately. Last year, at the end of the year, the Bills were down a bunch of linebackers. You know, I mean, how did Terrell Bernard get hurt last year in that Steelers game? He made a tackle and twisted, and his ankle twisted underneath him. We all thought, they brought an air cast out, if I remember right. Like, we thought it was broken. It wasn't. So, I just don't think that you can really gain anything from that. And even if you have a data point and data that says, like the person sent me, it says, well, here's more injuries now than last year. I don't know what to do with that. I just don't know what to do with it. I mean, it's just, again, it's football, and you get less sometimes, you get more sometimes. Anyway, what do you think about it? I'll get to my biggest concern here in a second, but let's get to Chuck first up in Amherst. Hi, Chuck. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm just eating breakfast.
What are you having?
When it comes to just some toast.
All right.
When it comes to Milano, I mean, a couple of years ago, he broke his leg. Then he broke his leg again. Now he's got the torn bicep. But anyways, I don't think he's played a full season in 3 or 4 years. So I don't know what you expect out of this guy. He's an under.
What do you mean what I expect out of him? What do you expect out of him? You're saying, what are you saying?
He's an undersized linebacker. Just like, he is. There's no doubt about it. You look at Bernard.
Yes, he is.
How long do you think Bernard is going to last in the middle of a professional football team at linebacker? He's undersized. It's only a matter of time before he gets hit, too. I mean, you're dreaming if you think this team is built to last. They're not tough enough. They're not a physical team. They're basically a scheme team. And, you know, injuries are going to happen to undersized players. And they have too many of those. They draft small. I don't know why they do. But, you know, that's just inevitable that they're not going to. You look at Knox. He's an undersized tight end.
He's not.
240, 250. Yes, he is. If you're going to last in this league, you got to be 260, 270 at tight end. Get real. I mean, seriously. Who are the guys that last? Kelsey, Gronkowski. They're 260, 270. They're big guys. They're getting beat up by 320-pound linemen. Okay? You know, these linebackers going against these linemen, it's only a matter of time before they get injured. I played a lot of hockey.
Hey, Chuck, do you know the size of Travis Kelce?
Yeah, he's 260.
No, he's 6'5", 250. Do you know what Dawson Knox is?
Whatever. He's a big
No. Do you know, no, I'm asking, do you know what Dawson Knox is?
Yeah, he's only 250.
He's the same size as Travis Kelce.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's not a big, tough guy. Get serious.
Okay, I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm just telling you what each guy is listed at. If you want to debate that, that's fine. You can go to each PR team and tell them they're wrong.
Look, I played a contact sport, okay? There are tough guys, and then there are just big guys. He's not a tough guy. That's why he's always getting injured, okay? There are some guys that can just beat the hell out of you, no matter how big they are. The Bills are not a tough football team. They're not physical. That's why they don't win the big game, number one. They're not going to win the big game with a team that's they're not a tough football team, okay? I mean, I don't know what you see out there, but you guys are dreaming. You're whistling by the graveyard when you think that this team is built to be a winner. They're not. The time window for them has passed, okay? They don't have Poyer and what's his name? I can't think of the other one. The two safeties. They're also small at safety. That's another problem. Look at the big teams that won Super Bowls. They got 220-pound strong safeties. Polamalu, guys like that. That's what you need. They're not big enough at safety either. That's why tight ends kill us. Big receivers kill us. Our corners are small. Okay? And by the way, did you see Worthy with Kansas City? Now you see what you could have had.
Wait a minute. Wait. You mean the smallest? Wait. You can't have it both ways, Chuck. Yeah, he's literally the smallest dude in the league, I think. I mean.
Yeah, well, it's true. He might not last, but he's got incredible speed.
Oh, okay. But when it comes to him, he's okay to be small, but everybody else. Hey, Chuck, thanks for the call from 1995. I really appreciate it. All right, listen. I mean, not tough enough. I don't know what to do with all this. Matt Milano is a bit undersized, and I would say that, like, sometimes when you are undersized and play physical, you're going to have maybe more bumps and bruises. There's no doubt about that. That's the one thing I'll agree with you, Chuck, that you say. They're a bit undersized in a couple places. Terrell Bernard, he is a little bit of an undersized middle linebacker. But in today's game, like, you have to be able to do different things than you had to back in 1985, which sounds like what you're calling from. Travis Kelce, I have it right here, is listed at, maybe this is wrong, 6'5", 250. Dawson Knox, 6'4", 254. They're the same size. I mean, they're not big enough, and then that they're not tough enough, and then they're not built to be the winner. I mean, they are the second winningest organization in the last 5 years. The Kansas City Chiefs are not the biggest team, by the way. They've won 3 Super Bowls recently. They just drafted a really small player who now suddenly you tell me how great that guy is and the Bills should have drafted him. Okay. Anyway, 803-0550. I'm concerned about the wide receiver spot. Because Curtis Samuel is a very, very important player to this team. Safety is at least, I think, trending up with Cole Bishop and Mike Edwards, which gives me some solace here, right? Wide receiver, if you're without Curtis Samuel, I don't know what the group looks like. Because I think he is so important to everything that Joe Brady wants to do. And if he's going to be out and possibly maybe miss week one, which we don't know, I think that really throws off what your vision is for the group and how you want to operate, because he's asked to do so much. Quentin Morris is a significant loss for this team because of the roster numbers and how they want to shape the team and all the things he does. Because if Zach Davidson makes it, which is fine, Zach Davidson has a really nice offseason and training camp. But if you want to put him on the team, that's fine. But he's just not going to be able to do as much as Quentin Morris. And actually, he can help in the passing game a little bit. But I'm more concerned about wide receiver than I am safety at this point after everything that's happened. Still injuries at linebacker, but I love what Joe Andreessen showed, and I think Dorian Williams actually played pretty well on Saturday. Not as concerned about there. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. John Scott, WGRZ TV, Channel 2 Sports Director, is going to join me. If you want to chime in, 803-0550 as well here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.